Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Friday before Valentine's Day, don't worry, Cliff. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be caught slipping. It's Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And Janae, you know how it is right now. There are some days we come in here, and as we get into the NFL offseason a little more, the NBA season still getting going right now, getting to the meat of it, we come in here sometimes, we're like, all right, you know what, we're going to have to work a little harder today, find some interesting things to talk about with everybody. I am so sorry, but your city of Houston continues to be the content gift that gives. I don't know what is in the water around there, but after we saw J.J. Watt released today by the Houston Texans, said, all right, here's a show, there's a show, because now we got more movement around what has been the most volatile team in sports all offseason.
Okay, I've been flaunting for pretty much the entirety of this show as I normally work and reside in Los Angeles, just the amazing weather. And today, in the next few days, we might have snow in Houston. I'm here visiting my family. Mm. It's 36 degrees, and I feel like ahead of Valentine's Day, yeah, some ice is, you know, some ice is on the horizon when it comes to people's hearts, like a little bit of icy hearts, because, man, if you're a Texans fan, oh, life comes at you fast.
It does. Texans fans got that news today. So, again, it was announced. J.J. Watt released by the Houston Texans. They're the best defensive player in franchise history. Now goes on, and immediately, once he clears the waivers and everything here, he is going to be immediately eligible to join a new team. He is not going to have to wait till the start of the new year. And J.J. Watt, who is been someone that means a lot to the city of Houston, and Chennai, and I'd certainly love to get your reflection on this as someone who was born and raised there. This was J.J. Watt, though, who took to social media wanting to deliver this news, deliver the message to the fans directly.
I wanted to do this on video as opposed to putting out a statement or doing a press conference or anything like that, because I want you guys to hear it directly from me. I want to speak directly to you and the city of Houston. So you can hear the words straight from my mouth. I have sat down with the McNair family, and I have asked them for my release, and we have mutually agreed to part ways at this time.
A mutual breakup going into Valentine's weekend. Everyone get ready for that theme, as we will have plenty of romantic life advice coming up the show later in the show from two singles. But before we get to that, Chennai, your vantage point, your view, the legacy of J.J. Watt in the city of Houston looks like what?
He is one of the greatest athletes that we have ever seen in this city. And I always think of the experience of going shopping, and we have a grocery store chain by the name of HEB, which is like pretty much like our little town centers. And I remember coming home one day and just seeing him on the cover of like nearly all of the magazines, not only the Houston magazines, but the Texas magazines. And he has been that guy. And I think they put him like the mayor of the city. He has been the ambassador of our sports world, and he's embodied everything that is good when it comes to what sports can provide, especially through the lens of the NFL and the platforms that sports gives you. I mean, it's the amazing, fearless, competitive nature that he shows as a defensive player, three-time defensive player of the year. But also, like, on a day that we celebrate love ahead of time, he's someone that has shown his heart to the city. I mean, after Hurricane Harvey, where a lot of people were suffering, just his natural gut instinct to help others amounted in what was raised and distributed $41.6 million in 12 months to help. And he distributed that. Like, he had a hand in making sure that all the funds went to the right places. It's not just like, I'll just click this link and use my cloud. It's no, he followed through and got jerseys for teams in our community. Like, every athlete sort of has been, you know, touched by J.J. Watt, not only by, you know, aspirationally what he accomplished on the field, brought us on the precipice of playoffs and contending, but also sort of representing what you want to embody within the community as well. So your girl is not mad at him at all. Like, I don't blame him. For athletes, I always say, like, when you get to 27, 28, 29 years old, where your girl is right now, you sort of start having that itch of like, all right, am I going to be a lifetime legacy player? But right now, I feel like everyone's chasing championships, and to deprive him of that opportunity, I think the Houston Texans understood that that would probably not be the best look, especially based on whatever, everything else that's going down with Deshaun Watson. And this was a, like you said, a mutual breakup, but I think everyone still has all the right feels for what he has done and accomplished in Houston, Texas.
Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And wow, is it humbling. J.J. Watt, 31 years old. J.J. Watt is but a few months younger than I am right now, and we are getting to to that point where the players that are my age are now the ones that we're looking at on the older side of this, because J.J. Watt also, bunch of injuries, a lot of that is part of his history. We'll have Lance Zierlein, who's great on radio down in Houston, NFL draft analyst, on later to give us some more context on J.J. and what he's meant down there as a player, the heights that he reached. But you mentioned McNair. Cal McNair, the Houston Texans now owner, talked to our own Adam Schefter earlier today. And when Adam Schefter, our ESPN NFL insider, was on ESPN Radio, he talked about the direction that Cal seemed to want today to go.
And he talked about the fact that their collective actions are done to help this team win Super Bowls. And, of course, I asked him about Deshaun Watson. And curiously enough, he said there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I'll leave it at that. He said, today we want to focus on J.J., Deshaun is our quarterback. He's a Texan, and we expect him to remain him, and we expect him to remain a Texan, and we'll leave it at that. Mm.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. And how about that, Janae? We want today to be about J.J. There's some things you don't know about there, but let's focus on J.J. Watt today. We want to make this about him, about what he means to this franchise. It's always funny how that kind of gets snuck in there just right before the end.
You ready for this, Junior? Roses are red, violets are blue. J.J. Watt is gone. So let's free Deshaun, too.
Get him out of there. Help this man.
We get it. We understand that this is a salute, an homage, a tribute to J.J. Watt as a Houston Texan. But I do think it's interesting, Junior, because it's tough. It's obvious. Like, the contrasting scenario is 25-year-old quarterback with his career ahead of him. You don't want to part ways with that versus J.J. Watt with a heavy contract. And you know how you talked about those injuries. And as you were saying that, I forgot. I've dealt with injuries. And guess what? You know who did my surgeries and helped me through my injuries? The same doctors that, helped J.J. Watt. And so, being here in Houston. And so, yeah, I do think that it's fascinating when you compare and contrast. Like, wow, this is an amicable breakup. And then when it comes to Deshaun Watson, rightfully so for all the other arguments, a little bit more messy.
A little, you know what? Messy's a good way to put it. And we want to touch on that in just a second, because that's immediately where a lot of people went today. Is if J.J., then Deshaun, why is that not the way that we get to operate in this spot? But you mentioned messy relationships. Janae, we are Friday going into Valentine's Day weekend right now, and we have talked about a lot on this show the idea of cuffing season, the idea that as you get towards the fall, it starts to get cold in most places. You're looking for someone to cuddle up with during the long winter months. And we laid out and mapped out a timeline for people, and it's worth bringing back and revisiting. This is the natural end of that timeline. Before Valentine's Day was always seen, if this is not going to go for the long haul, as the time to get out. So, Janae, fair or foul to get out, to break up, to try and end the cuffing season relationship the Friday before Valentine's Day? Are we too late? Are we too far along in this for you to cut bait and run now?
Unless it's like mutual, the way we saw J.J. Watt and the Texans, it's foul because you're still on the horizon. Like, you're making weekend plans that week, not just on the Friday. Like, you know exactly. Are we going to go take a couple's vacay on an island? Those are the goals. Are we going to go to dinner? Like, what's the plan? And if you break up now, like, you've messed up the whole week's plans, at least in our head. And I'm speaking as a woman.
You know what? We will get into more of how to read certain things that happened this weekend, including some of Chiney's interactions, because Chiney wants to talk all the time about being on Hinge, about the things that are going down in her DMs right now. And I think we need to have a conversation about the right way to go about some of these dismounts. But as we do that, at ESPN Radio on Twitter, we got big news coming out of Houston. Our preview, weekend preview, brought to you by Geico. We want to know here the best landing spot for J.J. Watt. Right up there on the poll now, it's been up for a while. We got the Steelers, where both of his brothers play currently, the Packers, which were his hometown teen, Wisconsin kid, the Browns, or other that we have in that spot. And right now, Chiney, the Packers with a 0.1% edge over the Steelers at 30.6%.
Oh, that's fascinating. I think that would be great, especially when we talk about how they ended the season. I feel like that would be fun. Line up two vets on different sides, and we'll see how they compete.
So we're going to see, again, at ESPN Radio. You can check that out as a part of our weekend preview here at Janae and Gold Jr. But coming up next, let's put them side by side, since so many people want to. Why what happened with J.J. Watt should not indicate what is going to happen to Deshaun Watson next here on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
More power than the owner. Who's holding the deck right now in Houston for the Texans. And what does it mean for their star quarterback now that we've seen J.J. Watt released by the organization? Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Golic Jr. and Chinay Agumake. And Chinay, this is where it gets really interesting, because after we saw that news today, and everyone certainly on face value already wowed by this, J.J. Watt released by the Texans, couldn't get any trade value back in return for him here. And then the next reaction, the one I saw almost immediately after, was, all right, they could release J.J. Watt and it could be done amicably, but Deshaun Watson's going to be over here fighting to get out of there for what feels like the next few months. So how do you view these situations side by side, Janae? What we saw with J.J. and now what we're waiting on with Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, there's a logical explanation based on what these players' trends are. You have J.J. Watt, who's still a tremendously talented football player, but probably, you know, on the other side of injuries and the other side of his prime, potentially, versus Deshaun, who is ascending at the age of 25 and can really be a Super Bowl quarterback and help literally bring your team to contention. So I feel like on one side, we know the realities here. It probably is better to unburden a contract of a veteran player like that versus securing one of that you can miss out on. And that's why we heard from Sarah Barshop today, like, the Texans don't have any plans per her reporting to part ways. But at the same time, I still feel like, Junior, there's a double standard here, because both of these players probably go into this scenario with the same mindset. Like, this place is probably not going to contend for a while. This place is probably not where I'm going to win a Super Bowl, especially based on the landscape that we sort of all have collectively come to witness. We see a lot of people dropping like flies from their staff. So what do I do here? And it makes sense for a lot of parties involved for J.J. Watt to be released, but it doesn't make sense for Deshaun Watson, you know? And that's the frustrating part at the bottom of it all.
I think I can understand that frustration at a human level, because there's always ego involved when it comes to athletes at this level. And that's not ego in a bad way. It's ego in a necessary way to succeed at these high levels. But there's also got to be, and this is always the difference in how these things go, a healthy understanding of where we sit. Because Jeremy Fowler, our great ESPN NFL insider, was on earlier today and mentioned other players, like you just mentioned, are seeing the writing on the wall.
You have a young owner, Cal McNair, took over obviously for his father, who is considered inexperienced. And a lot of people believe that Jack Easterby, who is the executive vice president of football operations, has wielded a lot of power from Cal, and Cal has let him do that. And so, like, you know, Deshaun Watson's issue is with ownership, because he's the one making that call. And, of course, you know, Watson had his issue with not having say in the personnel decisions with the GM and the head coach hiring, even though he was promised that. He you know, sort of felt lied to. But I think it comes down to just the culture fit and a franchise that's going in the wrong direction, doesn't have a lot of talent, doesn't seem to really know how to get the right pieces in place, even though GM Nick Caserio is considered very good. So I think he's a good hire. But these players are just sort of seeing, just the writing on the wall here.
Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. And that writing on the wall is always looking different when it's the quarterback and everybody else. And I can understand athletes looking at this and saying this is happening for one person and not me. And I always say this relative to the quarter, other players looking out at the quarterback and saying, all right, I knew in every locker room I was going to be in, whether this was high school, college, or anywhere else, the star players on the team, the quarterbacks on the team, we were all going to be treated fairly, but fair isn't the same. And no one expects that based on the way that this is divvied up. But now looking from the other way, if you're Deshaun Watson looking at this spot, I mean, hell, you even had J.J. Watt running up to him after that last game saying, we wasted one of your prime years. J.J. Watt, the face of that franchise, understanding that they're only going to go as far as Deshaun Watson is taking them, because that's how this league is built right now. And so for Deshaun on the other side, I think he's got this realization. The reason he is out here pushing buttons, trying to make things happen, is because he also knows the world is different for him as a quarterback. Life is different for him as a quarterback, which means his exit from this was never going to be as easy as what we saw with J.J.
Yeah, and speaking of J.J., I went to my Excel spreadsheet, just like he did when T.J. got snubbed from Defensive Player of the Year, and I started doing some comparisons. And by age, Deshaun Watson, 25, J.J. Watt, 31 years old, as you mentioned earlier. Contract situation, J.J. Watt, 1 year, $17.5 million not guaranteed left on his contract, versus Deshaun, we all know that he signed that four-year, $156 million extension, but you already had that $7 million signing bonus that sort of they have to hold account for. And then when you think about the value to the roster, Deshaun Watson set career highs this season in nearly every passing category, just set single season franchise records in passing yards versus the Texans. If you look at that defense, they were 30th in total defense in 2020 with J.J. Watt playing 16 games. So obviously, like, the frustrating part is that we both know what it's like to be an athlete. Like, you want to be on a place where you can contend. And I was drafted to the Connecticut Sun when we knew we were not going to contend. I was the number one pick for a reason. We had to start from the bottom and work our way up. And for the Texans, I feel like, you know, Deshaun's already had that nice little rookie little run, and now he's a certified young vet. And so the frustrating part is, while JJ and Deshaun might have the same mentality, I want to compete. The things that I just mentioned just tether Deshaun Watson to Houston for longer.
It's certainly a very, very different argument in both cases. But when you're both faces of the franchise, guys that have meant so much to the city, it's understandable that people would want to look at those side by side. Coming up this year, when you gift into a year of ESPN Plus, you're giving thousands of live events, exclusive originals, and the full 30 for 30 library, and more. Surprise a sports fan in your life with a year of ESPN Plus. Visit ESPNplus.com/giftayear for more details. Now, coming up next, we basically said everyone in their free world is going to try and take their swing for Deshaun Watson, except for one team. We will visit the reason why that one team is going to sit out the Deshaun Watson sweepstakes and what we saw from him on the field earlier today, next here on ESPN Radio, after this word from Body Armor. All right, guys, strap in. Mike the Stallion here.
Let's
with
go.
Body, yaddy, yaddy,
it's about time. Yes,
yes,
go.
It's about time to get ready, guys.
Oh, Shannon's doing the dance. Our producer Shannon's doing the body dance.
He's
okay,
ready. He's
go.
Feeling it right now because Mike the Stallion is in the building, and he's here to let you know about Body Armor Light. Let it help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Body Armor Light is the low-calorie sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle. It has no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. Athletes like Mike Trout, Sabrina Ionescu, Dustin Johnson, they all use Body Armor Light to stay hydrated, so why not give it a try? And from now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product, and you're going to earn $10 in fitness cash towards select fitness retailers nationwide. Learn more at bacommittofit.com. That's bacommittofit.com. Can Trevor Lawrence still sling it? Next, here on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golden Jr., the podcast.
I want to know everything. I want to know your number and if I can come over and...
Coming up in about 10 minutes, is it time to break up or make up? We know, we said it's kind of one of those weekends where you got to make a decision as you head into Valentine's Day weekend. We'll try and do that for some athletes that are in a tough spot. It's Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake, who is absolutely feeling that coming in right now. Now, you know what? This is a love is in the air day. And even if you don't have a special someone right now, you can still go into this weekend and be reminded how much you love yourself, which is what my very single self says each and every day.
And that's why they have Galentine's Day for guys. Maybe it's Palentine's Day or Bullentine's Day. I don't know what y'all do in Philly.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Cliff. Come on, man. We can't allow that to happen around here.
Was that a bad John?
That was Ooh, a very bad John.
Super what? Duper bad John.
Like, but listen, did I say it right? That's a bad John, right?
No,
Ooh,
you
I think I'm getting
say,
it.
You sound like you're saying John, for real. You, like, you can do it better.
Never.
Chanae, give me like three quick ones. Like, just give me three quick Johns.
By the way, before we get three quick Johns here, we are efforting ESPN NFL draft analyst Todd McShay, who is on site for Trevor Lawrence's pro day today, which is, in my estimation, maybe the most unnecessary pro day in the history of pro days, because we know this man's going number one. This might have just been a chance for him and Urban Meyer to dap up, say what's up, maybe talk about the plans that they've got for the upcoming year. And so now we need three good Johns from Chanae to try to atone herself with our very, very Philadelphia staff here.
That's an okay John, that's a bad John, and that's a good John. Which, by the way, Trevor Lawrence was throwing.
Goodness gracious, that progressively just... You just teetered off. Like, that was horrible. Like, I need you to really get that down for me one day, all right?
One day. We have an infinity ahead of us. We have forever and ever, ever, okay? But, you know, Junior, it's funny. I am not, like, the best football evaluator. I'm not. That's more you. You know, if it comes to hoops, like, I got you. But, like, even the blind could see that Trevor Lawrence looked good. He threw 40 passes, and I was just, like, just effortless. But I thought it was interesting because he sort of won. I feel like he did the right thing here, you know, making sure that he did those reps, followed all the right protocols and practices that, you know, not necessarily just coasting on your number one status and went through the motions, and those motions looked pretty good to me, and I'm sure they look pretty good to you as well.
Yeah, Janae, and you can understand from a teammate perspective him wanting to be there. If there are wide receivers he was going to throw to who this might help their draft prospect, people coming, and I could certainly attest to this. I went back to Notre Dame after my rookie year when I got cut by the Steelers, and I went and worked out at the pro day again that year. That was the year Zach Martin was coming out of the draft. That was the year Chris Watt, and so there were a million scouts there to check out Zach Martin, and I got the ancillary effect of that. And so if you're another player on Clemson's team, all the attention around Trevor Lawrence is going to be good for everyone in that spot. But as far as him, you're right, Chiney. It was really just us there to see him uncork that 70-yarder at the end, where everyone gets to ooh and ah and be reminded, like, all right, everything we thought about this guy is great. Because, Chiney, you know this, pre-draft workouts, the things leading into that, pro days, they're all just to check the box to remind us in most cases of what we already know. What we already
I wouldn't know that.
This,
no. Wait, what do we know about Trevor Lawrence? Continue.
What do you – you wouldn't know – you wouldn't – so, yeah, I would say the pre-draft process, because what Trevor Lawrence is about to go through as a number one pick, Chinne Agumake has gone through once herself, twice alongside her sister, Nneka Agumake, who was the 2012 first-round number one overall pick.
Trivia for the show. Nneka and I are the only siblings to both be drafted number one in a major sports draft other than
– the Mannings.
Okay, I didn't know how deep, y'all, I didn't know. Dang, I thought I could stump y'all.
No, but, I mean, Chiney, it's pretty easy because, again, you guys are in unbelievably rarefied air as people that were drafted first overall from the same family. Here on Chiney and Golic Jr. on ESPN, we like to call it the Chiney and Golic Jr. difference, which is Chiney was really good at something, and I am here. So that is exceptional.
Yeah, and you are a professional at your craft, which is why we both are at the same place. But, you know, Junior, it's funny because you were saying that, you know, I could relate to this. Actually, when we got when I finished in the Final Four, that was the first week of April in 2014. The WNBA draft was about a week or so later, and then I was in WNBA training camp like 2 weeks after that.
Wow.
And that's the turnaround for WNBA players, which is why when it came to the bubble in the season, we were ready to go. And also, we also play overseas, so we ball 24/7. But I kind of want to dive into this because, you know, as we were trying to get Todd McShay, I thought it was fascinating, and we sort of touched on it yesterday. Clearly, we all know number one overall, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence. But how do things get interesting? You know, the New York Jets at two, you know, a lot of people sort of had that question when it comes to quarterbacks, and I think that's the same thing when it comes to this draft list. Zach Wilson, BYU quarterback, sort of being the first quarterback off the board in Todd McShay's at number two.
Yeah, this is where it gets interesting because Todd McShay was on Get Up this morning, and I saw this courtesy of Twitter, and mentioned BYU quarterback Zach Wilson not being a team captain. Players voted for 8 captains in the 2020 season, 4 offense, 4 defense. Wilson was part of the leadership council, but was not a captain. And Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets, mentioned that this might be a red flag. And, Chiney, it is a reminder that we are going to start to get into this season of the pre-draft process. Because I still think at this point for me, Justin Fields would be my second quarterback picked in the draft. He would be the second guy off the board for me. I think what you've seen from him, both at the level of play, his consistency, the toughness he's displayed in two years as a starter – as we dive into this process, we'll learn more about these guys. But it's always fascinating to me the things that start to pop up like this. Because in my mind, the draft has always been an exercise in creating value. Meaning teams are looking for reasons to be able to draft you later. And boy, would a lot of teams love the idea that other teams would think, you know what, there's this red flag about you. There's this red flag about you. How many people came to your birthday party? Maybe he's not a natural born leader. All to try and knock you down to a point where they can get you for cheaper. That is the NFL draft in a nutshell.
I know, and that's the point where we're at right now. But do you really think there are concerns, like you personally? Because I know captains, while those are an amazing honor that your teammates bestow upon you and coaches as well, I'm not putting too much weight on whether someone's a captain or not, you know, translating to professional level, because there are a lot of players that just maybe were more so about themselves, and that's fine if you still found success. And then professionally, you don't put that same weight on those designations. What do you think about that whole situation?
I think, Chiney, what we don't know, we won't profess to know. And I think it's going to be something you dig into here is, you know, the character concerns, they're always a part of this, but that's what's going to be on the teams to go out in this instance. You won't have a combine to necessarily have these conversations, but whether it's over Zoom, whatever version of in-person meetings they can have, it is on these teams to go out and find ways to have the conversations, to talk to people. And this is, Chiney, where everyone does their homework going in the background. I mean, I had teams calling and asking about things that happened in my freshman and sophomore year. You have teams that are calling and trying to get a handle from the people that work at the front door of the building going into there, the people that work at the front desk trying to gauge what kind of guy you are, because at positions like quarterback, your leadership ability is going to matter. I just don't know Zach Wilson's enough to speak on it and publicly in a way that I would feel comfortable in.
And this isn't just football, y'all. I remember not too long ago when it came to the NBA draft and a young man by the name of Anthony Edwards came out and said, to be honest, I don't care that much about basketball. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of character concerns came up, but he's still hooping and he probably had one of the dunks of the year in the NBA. And so, yeah, and this is just, like you said, we're at that point of the process.
We are at that point where they are going to try and create value, even if at times it is artificial. So make sure you check that out. Also, make sure you tune in tomorrow night as we talk about more people getting ready to make that transition. Some college basketball action. Virginia hosts North Carolina. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Bum, we couldn't catch up with Todd McShay. Obviously a busy day coming and going from the Clemson Pro Day, trying to take stock of what we've seen from Trevor Lawrence there. I'm sure we'll catch up with him another guy. But coming up next, as we head into Valentine's Day weekend, we're going to try and figure out who in the NFL needs to break up or make up, and we're going to do it next here on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
I realize as we sit here today and talk about Trevor Lawrence and draft-eligible quarterbacks and Zach Wilson not being a captain and all these strange things, that it might sound like I am reciting a lot of things from the movie Draft Day. Bo Callahan, the character in that movie, no one going to his birthday party and the things that means. Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chinay Agwumike. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Janae, I don't know about you. I've never seen that movie because I had no desire to see a fictional draft after living through, sitting through, and not being a part of the draft that I was in. So I am a little salty about that one.
Dang, man, I'm sorry. Well, to brighten your day, I love how Cliff, our board op, our producer, came in on Sunshine, playing Sunshine, as you talked about Trevor Lawrence.
That is
true. That was nice.
And for what it's worth, that song, My Girl, was the song that I sang as a rookie with the Pittsburgh Steelers when they made the rookies get up and sing in the cafeteria. Because if there's anything I learned from the veterans, it was go with Motown and go with a song that other people will sing. Because the minute you win the crowd, the minute you win the moment.
Wait, win the crowd right now. Give us one line.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May. I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way, my girl?
Oh, well done.
Talking about my girl. Yeah, that's what I'm telling you guys.
Bro, listen, if this whole sports talk radio thing doesn't work out, you could definitely be a singer, bro. You should drop something.
A backup singer. I want to be a backup singer. Fill
he
out the volume.
And that's what y'all do? Okay, let's just play breakup or makeup.
Yeah, let's do it now. We got a little bed for
he
this,
He sings
Cliff.
Once and you're like, oh, he's a singer?
I can't help it. Gifted. Now, Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're going to play a little breakup or makeup. Is it time for these NFL relationships to end since this is the end of cuffing season? And if you're looking to get out before Valentine's Day, fellas, you've probably gone too far at this point. But we'll see if there's any going back for these teams. All right, Chinay, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Breakup or makeup here, as we have heard a very displeased Russell Wilson, someone frustrated with his protection, and the Seahawks ownership and the Seahawks brass on the other side supposedly not too happy with Russ speaking out like this.
Yeah, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, I can see why they would want, potentially based on what we've been hearing this past week, to maybe break up. And this is more Russ because he has been sacked 394 times in 144 games, the most since entering the league. But they have still too much great football ahead of themselves. I mean, we talked about starting this NFL season. He's never received an MVP vote, and he was close to that, and then things sort of turned sour. But still, there's more good than bad, and so I think that they will make up.
I agree, Chinay. I think they'll make up, and I think there's 40 million reasons why in that, and 19 million of them, according to our own Adam Schefter, became fully guaranteed as of today, Russell Wilson's $19 million base salary for 2021. So I think too much money at stake to move on in this one. All right, what about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, Chinay? We heard him talk about his uncertain future immediately after their loss in the NFC Championship game. Breakup or makeup?
While a lot of people focus on what happened at the end, I feel like we have to look at the big picture here. Aaron Rodgers, he just set a career high with 84.4 total QBR. I mean, crazy. The third highest mark in a single season in the last 15 years. And Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers are 26-6 in the regular season in their two seasons together. So I feel like the grass is not always greener on the other side. The grass is green, literally, in Green Bay.
Yeah.
So don't break up.
I'm with you, Janae. I think they got to find a way to make up in this situation. And I think they will. And I think hopefully, because quite frankly, what else do they have to do but to listen to Aaron Rodgers, go out and get him some weapons? You spent your draft capital in other spots. Maybe you get to bring J.J. Watt home on the defensive side of the ball, give your pass rush some help there. But ultimately, for Aaron Rodgers, you've also been to back-to-back NFC championships, and for a 37-year-old quarterback who's only getting older, trying to transplant and find another situation that good football-wise might be tough. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agwemeke, break up or make up for NFL stars around the league right now. Let's keep it moving, Janae. Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles. We know Carson wants out. We know that has been stated pretty publicly. So break up or make up for him and the Philadelphia Eagles.
You got to break this one up. You got to break up because it was too obvious here. I feel like you broke up not only the original relationship, the one you had with your coach, but then Jalen Hurts came in and he really showed a different dimension. He had the same weapons that Carson had and he sort of did more with that less. So I feel like at this point we all know Carson is on his way out and this is an official breakup.
Yeah, this one feels like a no-brainer breakup. I mean, hell, during most of the regular season, it seemed like Carson and the Eagles were sleeping in different rooms in the house. And then towards the end of the season, Jalen Hurts came in, and Carson was staying at his folks' place for the weekend while they got their stuff together. It just seems like the best possible scenario for both sides. And quite frankly, I think for Carson Wentz, getting out of a situation with too much familiarity, where he's been reportedly allowed to control maybe a little bit too much relative to performance, kind of shocks the system and gets you in a spot where you're a little less comfortable and a little more focused on the things that made you great beforehand.
Yep.
All right, Janae, this one is special to you. Sammy and the Jets.
Sammy and the Jets. Sammy, they got to break up. Mm. Sammy and the Jets, just because I like what Todd McShay did with his mock draft. He went another way. Todd McShay, you know what I'm saying? Number two overall pick, taking Zach Wilson, according to his estimations, at number two. I think if you look at Sam Darnold, while there's still enough there, he did regress last season. Completion percentage, touchdowns, yards per game, QBR all the way down this past year. And I feel like another quarterback, he just needs another fresh start.
And Janae, I'm with you. Fresh start, and this is for the organization. Do right. Give this new coaching staff, this new regime a chance. They need to have final say in it. And I think a fresh start usually would benefit everyone in here, especially with some talented players at the top of the draft. Let's get one more in quick, Janae. Odell Beckham Jr. and the
Ooh.
Cleveland Browns, break up or make up after the flirtation we've heard from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers reportedly in the media?
Short and sweet. I feel like they should break up. It's really interesting because it never really seemed to work when OBJ was on the squad. The Browns found success without him. They simplified the offense, and next thing you know, they were in the playoffs for the first time since 2002 or whatever, 1994 with the first win. So I think they need a breakup, and I would love to see, you know, OBJ sort of thrive elsewhere.
If you love something, let it go. Let Odell Beckham Jr. thrive elsewhere. Now, as the college basketball season is heating up, that means the Wendy's Wooden Watch has begun. Go to ESPN.com and search Wooden Watch for a list of the Wooden Award late season top 20 nominees, like Gonzaga's Jalen Suggs and Stanford's Keanu Williams, as the season rolls along. The John R. Wooden Award presented by Wendy's. We did a little breakup or makeup there, but coming up next, let's try and find a spot to make up for J.J. Watt after his departure from Houston next on ESPN Radio.